Leapfrogging: Harness the Power of Surprise for Business Breakthroughs by Soren Kaplan. Narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Introduction. After 20 years working with corporations, startups, nonprofits, and healthcare organizations, I've seen that individuals, groups, and organizations across all sectors of society want bigger ideas so they can have a greater positive impact. Whether developing a new product or service, creating a new HR program, improving finance procedures, introducing a new fundraising campaign, embarking on a membership drive, or launching a new business, people want success through being different and making a difference. Today's business, political, economic, and social challenges are so daunting that we're experiencing a palpable collective yearning for breakthroughs, recognition that small changes no longer move the needle, and that incremental thinking won't suffice. We want meaningful results, but we know we can achieve them only by challenging norms, inspiring others, and crafting a future unconstrained by the present. Leapfrogging is about changing the game, creating something new, or doing something radically different that produces a significant leap forward. What you create or change can vary, but one thing remains constant. Individuals, groups, and organizations that leapfrog old ways of doing things often become the new leaders of the future. I'll be honest. When I began this book, I thought I knew where big breakthroughs came from. It took a small cafe in Paris to teach me what leapfrogging is really all about. One of the best things about being a business consultant and part-time professor is that I can work from anywhere. When I'm not on airplanes or leading workshops, I can work from home, at the local coffee shop, or just about anywhere else for that matter. So at the end of 2010, I took advantage of my professional portability and moved my family to France for a year. My wife was thrilled to go. My two daughters weren't quite so enthusiastic, but they were only in elementary school at the time, so they weren't old enough to put up much of a fight. Our goal was to get outside of our comfort zones and expand our minds. I also knew that I wanted to write a book about the subject that's been my work and passion for more than two decades: how leaders and organizations create business breakthroughs. I couldn't think of a better place to step back from the flurry of my regular life than in Paris. We took an apartment in the Marais and enrolled our girls in public school. They didn't speak a word of French when they started.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?